You talked about having worked with four of the deans of the School of Medicine, and we've talked about Walter Dolly and Craig Prater. At the time when the Clary merger was really percolating, and in the early part where there were stress, you know, some novelty and new stresses on the medical school, Bob Holden was dean at the time. Could you characterize your working relationship with him and some of the issues that you had worked on?
Well, I mean, it's important to, I mean, Bob had been at Wishart at one point in time, and Bob is a more bombastic person than either Craig or Walter. And he was, for the med school, the right guy at the right time there, because you needed somebody who would push back hard against what Bill Loveday was attempting to do. Bill Loveday was attempting to do what he thought was the right thing, but it wasn't going to be the right thing for the med school. And also who was able to push back against, to push back against Walda as the Board of Trustee member. I think eventually, actually, the guy who was then president of the university came further over to where Holden was than he had started with. I think he was a little surprised to see himself transforming from being an anti-med school guy to kind of, at the end, I think, saddling up to Holden, really. When I went in to see Holden, when I went in with Jack Whalen, who was the board chairman, who was the chairman, president of my, he was my boss, he was the best boss I ever had. I went in to see him, Holden, with Whalen one day, and Holden just screamed at me for half an hour, and or maybe an hour, about one thing or another. And, you know, I would retort back to him, and I was really pretty polite to Bob. And we walked out of the meeting, and Whalen, who hadn't said a word in the whole meeting, looked at me and said, "Why do you let him treat you that way?" Because and the answer was, because that's not really what Bob Holden, Bob Holden didn't really mean it the way it came off, right? And I knew Bob well enough to know that. And if you had been at, I mean, look, if you he ran radiology at Wishart for I don't know how many years. If you ran radiology at Wishart for something that many years, you've got that. You can't stay there. You can't be at Wishart for more than 18 months and not have that spirit inside your heart, because you'll just go crazy. It's a difficult place to be. So I knew Holden had that. We developed, Bob and I developed a very warm relationship that you know, they let me mess around and screw around in med school for a while, which was fun. Really helped me understand med school. They let me audit classes and go, and they admitted me at one point in time, and I declined the admission because